It takes a bit longer for summer's warmth to reach the town of Haines, Alaska. It's 59 degrees and cloudy there today. In the fjords near the town, one sure sign that summer has arrived is the beginning of king salmon fishing season. For journeyman angler Doug Fine, the king salmon experience is not about the catch.
The thing about king salmon is that it's about getting the kinks out after a long, cold winter. Does that boat engine start up? Do you remember how to bait the herring on the hook?
You want to duplicate the natural world here. Have a nice, tasty, kind of wounded herring look to it.
So I'm actually pleasantly surprised to find myself in the skiff with the lines in the water trolling slowly around Letnikoff Cove. It means a lot of things have gone right. Sure, I'm in search of the prize king salmon. Some of these guys get up to 50 pounds or more. But it's not about the sizable hunk of protein. It's more about the hours and hours I have in the boat with my fishing buddies.
Yeah, we'll just make one pass through here, past the point. Let's just pull up and go the other side.
And we have to fall back on this kind of pleasure, because it takes an average of 50 rod hours to hook one of the beasts. We don't fish so much as take our herring for a swim. But it's easy to be happy on the fjords around Haines in spring, because you're surrounded by eagles, orcas, and glaciers.
Right here. Perfect spot on the corner here, Paradise Cove. You just, it doesn't get any better than this.
Eventually, though, you do want to catch a fish, so by your third time out, you start enviously recounting who among your friends has already caught one. You even know how long the fight was. We follow this here in Haines the way some folks follow the basketball playoffs. One family in Haines, the Pipers, seems to always catch the most fish.
The 58-pound fish is like one of the Piper kids.
Good trolling speed. You're not kidding.
I'm getting obsessed on a blustery day in early June. I want my own 58-pound salmon. When I meet my friend Rick Leader at nearby Paradise Cove, I'm having engine trouble, so we decide to fish in a rowboat our friend Bill had built.
We've got a line to hold the oars in place, so that's always good, and some Mud Bay herring.
We shiver, but we fish on in 25-knot winds. For a good 2 hours, the only thing catching fish is a bald eagle circling overhead and diving nearby. Then, at long last, action on Rick's fishing rod. His line is swimming away. A good sign.
You got a fish on there, Rick?
Yeah, it's that's a nice 18, 20 inch quality barn.
It's not what we're going for, but it's certainly a nice,
oh,
tasty
a nice
fish.
Dinner fish. Yeah.
Good work.
And then about the worst possible thing happens. The fish leaps off the hook before I can net it.
Just the way. And he got my herring.
We saw him.
Oh, God. Nice network there, Doug.
I'm sorry about that.
My kid's going to starve now. Yeah, that's the way. It's practice. That's what it is. We're just practicing.
Okay, we lose the Dolly Varden, a gorgeous emerald-colored fish, which in most places would be considered a great day's catch. But the summer is still young, and winter is still very, very far away. For National Public Radio, I'm Doug Fine.